Police are bracing for what may be bedlam in Boston tonight. The Red Sox have a chance to beat the Cardinals and win their first World Series since 1918. Last week, police used pepper pellet guns to break up unruly fans after the Red Sox-Yankees game. One college student was shot in the eye and killed, and several others were allegedly injured by the weapons. Authorities are urging fans to stay calm, and as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, they're also changing some of their tactics.
Police have said they're devastated by what happened last week. Officers go to work tonight beside themselves, as one put it, knowing it's possible that the same thing could happen again. Boston Police Commissioner Kathleen O'Toole says she's doing everything she can to make sure it doesn't. Police will be out in full force, once again dressed in full riot gear. But O'Toole says officers will not be using the same pepper guns that proved fatal last week. Instead, they'll carry an older model that shoots at a lower velocity.
We're trying to train our police officers to use the least force possible in a public order situation. And 99% of those kids were innocent bystanders who just wanted to have a good time. That 1% of thugs caused the problem that forced us to take the less lethal measures. And obviously this horrible tragedy resulted.
O'Toole has launched separate internal and independent investigations, but she says blame has to be shared by those who threw the bottles, bricks, and burning objects at police. Fans also broke windows and climbed trees and the wall behind Fenway Park. Kapila Bhamanapati, a Boston University student, says he was up on the wall, only for a minute, when out of nowhere he felt a pellet whack him on the forehead.
I didn't receive any warning at all. I was already getting down on my own accord, so there was no reason to shoot me.
Bhamanapati says he had to have surgery to remove the pellet. Now he's vowing to hold police accountable for what he calls their excessive force.
They got scared or by the moment or caught up in what was going on, and they thought they had to act, and this is what happens when people that are supposed to protect us get slightly out of control or they're not properly trained to use these weapons.
Boston police first bought the pepper guns before the Democratic National Convention came to town. Before last week, they'd only been fired in practice. Attorney Tom Drexler represents the officers involved in last week's incident. He concedes that not all officers had a full formal training in the pepper gun weapons, but he says they are not to blame for what happened.
And I can tell you that they were firing it at the distance at which they were instructed that it was appropriate to do so. And so, yeah, I mean, if the weapon doesn't perform the way it's supposed to when people are using it the way that they're supposed to, then obviously there's another problem.
Officials at FN Herstal, who make the pepper guns used in Boston, insist their product is safe as long as it's used properly. Company training materials warn that the pellets should never be aimed at the face. The company says the same pepper gun has been used by hundreds of police departments for more than 2 years without problems. As fingers are pointing every which way, Boston police say they are between a rock and a hard place. Indeed, last winter, when a post-Super Bowl celebration turned ugly and a college student was struck and killed by a car, police took the blame for not showing enough force. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.